Hey everyone, Mike Wobshaw, Vikings Entertainment Network. We saved the best for last for our combine coverage this year. A man who needs no introduction around here, but it is NFL Network's Mike Mayock, also Vikings Entertainment Network alumnus Mike Mayock.
I'll tell you what, I don't know, probably 5 years I did your preseason games, and one of my favorite gigs of all time. The people were awesome. Loved being in the building. The coaches, the personnel guys, was really cool.
Yeah, and we had a good time with you as well. You're always gracious with your time when we're here. You are being that way right now. So to start things off, thank you, because you're busy and you have a lot to do. So thank you.
Absolutely.
You know, we have to have a caveat with this discussion about who looks good and who should the Vikings take, because free agency hasn't happened yet. That's going to happen this week, March 9th it starts. So it's hard to peg players to teams before that, right?
Yeah, and the thing with the Vikings is I've never seen a team get more decimated at the offensive tackle position in my life. I mean, I did your game at Philly last year, and you had trouble lining up, let alone protecting your quarterback. You had so many injuries, and at that point you were undefeated, and things went downhill quickly. So, from an offensive line position, I think it's difficult to say, okay, we're just going to take somebody at 48 or wherever you're picking in the second round. I think you've got to be active in free agency. I think there's some interesting tackles on the street right now. So I don't think it's just for the Vikings this year. I don't think it's just about the draft. I think you've got to be looking at some free agency and some guys that are available on the street right now.
You know, John Elway said something interesting this week at his press conference. He said, we want to fill as many needs as we can in free agency so we can go into the draft and don't feel like we need to reach for someone. That's a pretty good way to look at it, don't you think?
I've been a proponent of that philosophy for years, and I'm not big on spending tons of cash on those high-level free agents, but I want to fill as many holes as possible so that on draft night you don't feel like you got to, we need a tackle so badly we have to reach. So I think it's really important, and Rick Spielman's very good at this. I think you got to go out, fill some holes, and then just go out in there, and when you're picking 48 with your first pick, you got to find a good football player, not reach.
You think this draft class has some good football players in it? Who would you like here this week?
Well, I think the defense is as good as I've ever seen in the draft. I mean, the corners and the safeties are outstanding. The edge rushers, really prolific. And on the offensive side, the quarterbacks and the tackles, it's not a great year. But, man, the tight ends lit it up at the combine, and that was fun to watch. We had 10 of the 14 tight ends run sub 4.7 40s, and then guys like Hassan Reddick came out here and ran, the linebacker from Temple. I mean, this has been the most explosive combine I've worked.
You know, Mike Zimmer this week during his press conference and kind of his radio row stint, he said, we're not going to rob Peter to pay Paul. And what he was talking about was, yeah, we all know there's – hey, running back and Adrian Peterson, offensive line, but we're still going to take care of our defense here. And there may be some players the Vikings can find in this draft that could help Mike Zimmer.
You've got to stay true to your board. Yeah. And if there's more depth at corner or tight end or safety, and all of a sudden you come up in the third or fourth round, and even though you might be looking for a tackle, the next tackle you might not have, you might have a fifth round grade on, and you're in the third round, and you don't want to be reaching. That's not a good idea. So all of a sudden you start looking at some of the deeper positions, and you're in the third, fourth round. You want to be able to get a guy that's come in and make an impact. And, you know, a year ago you drafted Willie Beavers. I thought he was a pretty good football player. He was on your practice squad. And that's the kind of guy you're hoping can come in and maybe make an impact in year two.
Yeah, and that's one thing that people lose sight of a lot is, let's get new players via the draft. Let's sign good players in free agency. You got to develop your guys too.
Right. The key term is draft and develop, and certain teams do it really well. And the teams that do it well, there's an unspoken cohesion between the head coach and the GM, and I see that with Zim and Spielman. I mean, I told them both when they got together a couple of years ago they were going to love each other or hate each other, because they're old-school, tough, old football guys with heavy opinions, but I think they really work well together.
They do work well together. The marriage of scouting and coaching is very important in this league, as you know.
It sounds simple to say, but it's the biggest dysfunction in the league. And I can't tell you how many buildings I go in where I know right away the head coaches and the GM on the other side are on different pages. And when that happens, you can't win.
Yeah. You and Rich did a great job this year, as you usually do. Thanks for your time, Mike.
All right. Always fun, man. Thanks.
That's a wrap for us at the Combine. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.